AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Kuwait is blaming Iran for drone attacks while ceasefire talks in Pakistan are just a day away. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kuwait has accused Iran of launching drone attacks despite the ceasefire in the Iran war. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has denied the claim. The Kuwaiti statement comes as President Donald Trump has cast doubt on the effectiveness of the two-week ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a potential boost to peace efforts by approving direct talks with Lebanon. The government in Beirut has not yet responded. Talks between the US and Iran have been expected this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President J.D. Vance is set to leave for Islamabad today to lead the mediated talks with Iran. An Iranian delegation is also expected there. First Lady Melania Trump delivered a statement at the White House yesterday denying her ties to Jeffrey Epstein and knowledge of his crimes. The First Lady said the truth about Epstein's crimes will only come out after his victims are allowed to testify before Congress.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes.
Melania Trump also said Epstein did not introduce her to her husband and that she met President Trump at a New York City party in 1998. The Artemis II astronauts splashed down in the Pacific off of San Diego today. The three Americans and one Canadian crew members are returning from their historic journey around the moon. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Trump administration is proposing to weaken rules for handling coal ash. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
I call it beautiful, clean coal. I tell my people never use the word coal unless you put beautiful, clean before it.
President Trump's often said that, but coal-fired power plants produce an ash containing heavy metals, such as mercury and lead, and if not stored properly, it can contaminate groundwater. The Biden administration strengthened rules on the handling of coal ash, but now the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to gut them, part of the Trump administration's effort to provide regulatory relief to the fossil fuel industry and reverse the decline of U.S. coal. In Trump's view,
we're going to unleash it and make America rich and powerful again.
Environmental groups and community advocates warn the overhaul would expose more people living near coal plants to industrial toxic waste. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.